These well-known, well-heeled defendants became captains of industry on their way up and may have helped create a cottage industry as they went down.
Nobody likes going to prison.
David Novak is doing quite well as one of a few prison consultants providing high-priced advice to white-collar convicts. He learned his trade the hard way.
I ditched an aircraft, swam away, and left the country.
He spent a year and a day in a federal prison camp after faking his own death for the insurance money. It taught him a lesson. Crime doesn't pay, but these days, wealthy criminals do.
What do they want to know when they come see you? What's the first question?
Am I going to be okay? Am I going to be raped? Am I going to be beat up?
Novak won't name his clients, but that's him walking behind Bernie Ebbers, the former head of WorldCom, now appealing a 25-year sentence for fraud. So what can a man like Bernie Ebbers learn from David Novak? His best advice for high-profile convicts, lower the profile. Blend in. It can be a tough introduction to a tough new life.
In a corporate boardroom, I had a person crawl under a conference table, go into a fetal position, and cry for 90 minutes.
They may cry, but they have to learn new rules, like don't cozy up to the guards.
That's an incredible faux pas within the inmate rules of etiquette.
Novak can help clients get assigned to the right kind of prison, like these minimum security camps, at the right place, close to home.
One of Novak's clients, who did not want to be identified, said Novak knows the system so well, he gave him the names of the good guards and the bad guards, and even referred him to another inmate who could show him the ropes.
When you walk into jail, you are in hell.
Former attorney Alfred Porro did 5 years for looting client trust funds and tax evasion, among other things. He didn't use a consultant, but wishes he did.
It never occurred to me that I needed a consultant to go to jail.
Sounds like you could have used one.
Oh, could I have used one? I could have used one very desperately.
Novak charges his clients tens of thousands of dollars, but who wouldn't pay if you had it, and if it could make hard time just a little bit easier? Richard Schlesinger, CBS News, Salt Lake City.